I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The movie to see this weekend is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Funny title, but a marvelous film that expands the potential of outdoor advertising and does the same for the movie medium. It's darkly comic, blazingly profane, flat-out hilarious, and often violent, not to mention flippant, tender, poetic, and profound. Also diffuse, until the themes start to coalesce. At its core, though, Martin McDonagh's third feature, set in a fictional town in the Ozarks, is a tale of revenge, a testament to the power of grief and the possibility of forgiveness, and a hurtling account of how violence begets violence, with a time out to ask who actually uses the word begets. Words matter here. McDonagh was a playwright before he made films, and his words flow in an acid torrent from the lips of Mildred Hayes, a local resident played with glorious ferocity by Frances McDormand. Months after her daughter's rape and murder, no suspect has been found, and there's no sign the cops are looking for one. So Mildred rents three billboards on a road near town and posts her own analog version of a direct message to the chief of police. Never mind that the road is seldom used since the interstate went through. She figures someone passing by will notice the big black letters on blood-red backgrounds, and she's right. Mildred's billboards become the opening salvo in her war against the chief, Bill Willoughby, and his nitwit racist sidekick, Officer Jason Dixon. Everyone in the cast is superb, but Woody Harrelson as Willoughby and Sam Rockwell as Dixon are right up there with Frances McDormand in the pantheon of unforgettable performances. The film seems to have positioned itself shrewdly at the junction of two contemporary issues, female rage and empowerment, that counts for one, and police misconduct. But the script turns out to have been written 8 years ago, and McDonagh, who did one of my favorite films in Bruges, is the least issue-oriented of contemporary filmmakers. He's love and pain-oriented, blithe befuddlement-oriented. He's a collector of quirks, a connoisseur of human complexity, a disciple of redemption. Most of the people in his new film work out their lives day by day as best they can, within the limits of their understanding. The exception is Willoughby, who, thanks to special circumstances he never sought, gets occasional glimpses of the infinite. It's as if McDonagh has given us, through his police chief, the dramatic counterpart of a photographic trope that's come to be called a God's eye view, the camera looking straight down from a boom, or more commonly these days, from a drone. The view in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is far from lofty, let alone godlike. But as we watch this wonderful movie, we're able to see who Mildred and all the others really are, and better still, who they may become. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.